Around the home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Pete Nowakowski is the communications manager there, and his special guest today, Tom Fauser. He is the owner of Jetstream Mechanical with more than 30 years of experience in the HVAC industry, specializing in green energy solutions. So we're talking, what, Tom, geothermal, solar thermal,
That's right.
Heat pumps as well. Are you seeing a lot of people going to this?
We are, The new push has been in energy conservation, obviously, and green building is the big push, as Pete would know, and we're just seeing a tremendous amount of interest, obviously, in anything that can save the customer money on his utility bills and comfort.
I love geothermal, and that's the ground, right? You're using the energy from the ground.
That's right.
Why do we have so many people in Ann Arbor going to the solar on the roof? Is it that identity of I've done it? Because geothermal is, I think, far better.
Well, the solar you're seeing on the roof is solar PV, which is electric-driven type of solar. So it produces electricity, not necessarily heating and air conditioning. So there is an element of solar that will produce heat and energy for your home, and that is solar thermal. You're not seeing too much of that yet, but you're going to because the solar thermal is evolving.
When our neighborhood had no power, our one neighbor who had just put solar in, he didn't have any lights on. I asked him afterwards. I said, I thought you've got the solar power, whatever, on your roof there.
Right.
He goes, oh, it doesn't work that way. I'm like, well, what's the point?
Good question.
I didn't get it.
actually, the way those systems are generally set up is they're designed to produce energy during the summer months when the sun is at its peak, and you're getting a lot of daylight hours, and you have an abundance of production at that point. You're selling it back to the utility. So when your power goes out, your utility service is cut, your solar really isn't generating power for the home at that point in time. You're utilizing it through the utility service. Some of the technology has evolved that you can put it into a battery and store that energy in a battery and then utilize it. But the battery costs have been quite exponential, and the maintenance and things associated with it and life expectancy. So people aren't doing so much of that. They're doing the sell back to the utility on the electrical side.
Do they save a lot of money doing that?
You can. A lot of homes are net zero, which means they offset the amount of energy they use in the winter with the production of their solar in the summer.
I see.
So that can be helpful. So in the end, you end up basically breaking even on your electric bill.
But not for what, 12, 13 years down the road?
Well, it depends, because the solar has a 30% tax credit from the federal government. So depending on what your usage is and your demand in the house, you could get into a solar panel array with the tax credit that may pay itself back in 4, 5, 6 years.
All right. So you said solar thermal, though, is comparable to geothermal.
Yeah. Solar thermal is a little different than the PV, the photovoltaic we were talking about. That generates electricity. Mm-hmm. The solar thermal basically heats water. So you run water or antifreeze solution through the panel, and the sun heats that panel up, heats that water up, and then you can utilize that water to provide your domestic hot water for the house. It could supplement maybe an in-floor radiant system or a boiler system, or if you had a pool or some other source that you needed to heat as well, you can utilize it for that. So that technology is evolving. The geothermal technology has been around for a long time, and that's probably the most predominant.
On the solar thermal, can that be a dual where it's the same panel that is also deriving the electricity?
No, it's a totally different panel, unfortunately.
Okay.
So you have to allocate room on your roof for both types of panels.
I see. And cost between geothermal and solar thermal?
Yeah, the geo is going to be a little bit more because the infrastructure itself requires us boring into the earth, especially on smaller lots in the city here, which we do quite a bit of. But that requires a vertical drilling machine, a well drilling machine, and only licensed well drillers can do that because it goes down into the aquifer. So it has to be DEQ approved and all that stuff. So there is some costs associated with that that's generally higher than solar thermal. But your production is a lot more reliable out of the geo. You have to remember the solar thermal is really good in the summer and wanes off in the winter. And that's when you really need most of your energy production for heating your home. So.
Right. Even today. I mean,
even today,
you can't count on the sun being out in Michigan in summertime either.
That's a very good point.
I saw a whole on PBS, a geothermal, and I was just enthralled by the whole thing.
Yes.
So how does this actually work? How is it getting energy out of the,
out of
the ground?
So it's really done the same way that an air source heat pump would be done in the derivative that it takes the compression cycle, compressor and refrigerant that's in that, let's call it an air conditioner or heat pump. But instead of using the air and trying to extract the heat from the air to utilize that through the refrigeration cycle, the air is very volatile. We have big temperature swings. The ground is more constant.
Oh.
So we can raise our, what we call our COPs, our coefficient of performance, which is our efficiencies, dramatically by maintaining a more stable environment to draw from. And that's what the Earth provides, a more stable environment. So we're seeing efficiencies on geothermal up to 400%,
so
which is very good.
When that comes out of the ground through what, piping or whatever you're putting in there?
That's right. Yep.
Then what happens? Where does it go in the house?
It doesn't really go to the house per se. It goes to the unit. It goes to the geo unit, and it goes to a heat exchanger that's on one side of the system. On the other side is a refrigerant-based system, similar to like an air conditioner would work.
So you don't need a traditional furnace anymore or air conditioning unit?
Nope. Nope, the air conditioning unit now essentially becomes the ground, let's say. That's our condenser or our evaporator coil is now in the earth. And then you have a blower unit with a compressor and refrigeration cycle that would be in the basement of the house. So no more outdoor condensing units, no unsightly things outside the home.
Tom, can you guarantee I won't sweat? Will this be really good air conditioning?
It's the best air conditioning you're going to get. Because you got to remember, air conditioning is taking heat from the house and rejecting it to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to reject heat from the house into a 90 or 95 degree environment outside, it's not really efficient.
Mm-hmm.
When we take that same heat from the house and now reject it to the earth, which could be 52, 54 degrees, we have a very big heat sink there that can remove that heat rapidly, which increases your efficiency and also your capacities.
Will there be blowing, though? Will you feel like sometimes you do?
You're going to feel airflow just the same as you would with any other forced air system.
Tom Fauser with us. That's Fauser. He is owner of Jetstream Mechanical. Where exactly are you based in Ann Arbor?
We're on 808 Phoenix Drive off of Ellsworth.
You just celebrated your 20th anniversary.
Yes.
Cost for geothermal, what would that be about?
Well, geothermal is going to be about 2.5 times more than a conventional system. So you're going to be between the $25,000 and $40,000 mark, depending on how big the home is, what the installation requirements are, things like that. But you're going to get a 30% tax credit off of that. So in the end, it ends up being a little bit more than your conventional system would be. But
and the advantages of this are?
Efficiencies. The best efficiency I can give you with a conventional furnace and air conditioner is about 98% with a furnace and, 16 to 18 SEER with an air conditioner. So when we consider that against geothermal, for every dollar you're spending for a gas furnace, you're getting 98 cents in return. So you're losing.
Wow.
With geothermal, you're spending a dollar and getting 400% in return. So.
Incredible. For more information, you can go online to jetstreammechanical.net. Find members of BragAnnArbor.com.